Over the last 20 years, more than 200,000 people in the United States have died from overdosing on prescription opioids like OxyContin. Now, in a court filing made public last week, Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is charging that the drug makers knew all along just how addictive OxyContin was, but chose to shift the blame away from their company and onto patients. That company that makes OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, was founded by the Sackler family. In 2016, Forbes estimated the family's net worth at roughly $13 billion. Barry Meyer has written about OxyContin and the Sackler family as a reporter for the New York Times, and he's also the author of Painkiller, An Empire of Deceit and the Origin of America's Opioid Epidemic. Barry, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you, Tanzania.
So Massachusetts is one of several states that has sued Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family. What did we learn from this most recent reveal of these court filings?
Well, we learned two remarkable things. One is that the Sackler family was directly involved in the operations of Purdue Pharma. For many years, the company and the family has tried to put a wall between them, that they were somehow the overseers, they weren't directly involved, but we know that some of the Sacklers were micromanaging the sales and marketing activities of Purdue Pharma. The second thing that we learned is that we should have known this all along, because the documents that were revealed in this filing by the Massachusetts Attorney General were there. They were out there. We could have known this. We should have known this. But Purdue was so successful in battling back lawsuits, and plaintiffs' lawyers agreed to settle these lawsuits without doing their homework, that we're only discovering this a decade later.
Tell us a little bit about the relationship between the marketing and the doctors here. I'm just trying to understand how this drug became so popular and so widely prescribed.
It's a fascinating story because prior to the advent of OxyContin, this particular class of drugs, opioids or narcotic painkillers, had not been marketed aggressively by their manufacturer. There was kind of a gentleman's agreement amongst the manufacturers of these drugs that they wouldn't market it as aggressively as other drugs. And Purdue Pharma and the Sacklers kind of broke that mode. They recruited doctors as speakers. They brought doctors to junkets. They paid doctors to basically go out and flack the drug.
What has the Sackler family, have they addressed this at all? Have they claimed they had no idea? I mean, what have they said about this?
Remarkably, they have said absolutely nothing. They have not spoken a word publicly about this. They have not sought to defend themselves, defend the drug, defend the operations of this company. This family has stood mute behind a wall of lawyers, public relations people. They have not had the reason or the willingness to speak out publicly.
How is this company not liable for the number of deaths that we talked about at the beginning, or even any of these deaths?
They've taken the legal position that the doctor is, you know, what's known as the learned intermediary, that it's the doctor's decision whether to prescribe a drug, how much to prescribe the drug. So they're saying, look, it's not, we have a legal drug here, it's approved by the FDA, doctors are the ones who are supposed to give it to the patient. But what they're neglecting to get into or discuss is how they promoted the drug to doctors, how in some ways it's alleged they misled the doctors. And what's also shocking in the most recent lawsuit is the notion that they were pushing doctors to promote this drug at the highest possible dosages.
So if I were selling this drug, or any drug, quite frankly, on the street, I would be arrested for doing that and incarcerated potentially, especially if the drug had killed somebody. I find it hard to understand and or believe at this point that this very wealthy family is essentially getting off the hook for the same thing.
It goes beyond your belief. It goes to actual fact. And what we know, and I outlined in the new edition of the book, plus in a story in the Times last year, is that the federal government, the Justice Department, in 2007, wanted to indict the top executives of Purdue Pharma on a series of felony charges, which, if convicted, would have sent them to prison, much like the drug dealer on the street. However, the top officials of the Justice Department, people who were political appointees of the George Bush administration, essentially rejected those recommendations and allowed a plea negotiation to go on. And these executives were allowed to plead to rather minor misdemeanors. When you look at the report that these prosecutors wrote, it makes you feel that there really are two levels of justice in this country, that corporate executives get to walk and that drug dealers on the street go to jail.
Massachusetts obviously brought this lawsuit against the Sackler family, but there are other lawsuits in other states against the company that the Sacklers founded. What do you expect to see come out of these other lawsuits?
What I hope will come out of these other lawsuits is the truth. I think more than anything at this juncture, we're now 20 years after this catastrophe began, we as a society need to know what these companies knew, what the Sacklers knew, what the executives of Purdue Pharma knew. And my fear is that, as has happened many times in the past, these lawsuits are settled before these documents are revealed, that plaintiffs' lawyers and public officials kind of partake in a system that caused documents and the truth to be covered up. And that can't happen. This is the last best time for the public to know the history of this epidemic, to know who's responsible for this epidemic. And it would be a tragedy for these cases to be settled before the truth comes out.
Barry Meyer is the author of Painkiller, An Empire of Deceit and the Origin of America's Opioid Epidemic. Barry, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.